It was really weird. Can I talk this loud if I'm this close to the microphone?
Yeah, you can talk that loud. It's fine. Okay. I'll adjust you. So just imagine right now that the music's going.
She drank like nothing.
I know. She's not drinking much.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. This podcast is an Andy Vlogs production in association with All Games Played. You are listening to...
Shh. Mom is talking.
The introduction, just imagine it's already going. What's up, everyone? My name's Andy. This is my wife, Evelyn, and we are on location. I can't believe
location.
It.
Location. Where are we?
Where are we, Evie? Where are we on location?
We are in the hospital.
If you want, you can pivot that table. Just pivot it towards you.
Mm-mm, it's stuck.
Oh, I'm not doing my job. Okay, welcome everyone. Andy Paulus, my wife Evelyn Paulus, and the newest addition to our family, if you look at the wide angle camera, which you don't have to do anything, I will edit it so you see it, is our baby Boop. And we're on location here at the hospital.
There she is.
Hi, Eleanor.
Turn your head, baby.
And this is technically the second day, the first night that we've spent here. They want us to spend another night, but that's for debate. We'll be talking about that in a bit, but I guess I'm just really excited to be able to share another podcast with you. All of, the reason that we started this podcast was, to lead up to this day. And so today we're going to share with you kind of our experience, our thoughts, and our whole delivery and labor
and
story.
And eat carrot cake.
And while we do it, Evie will eat carrot cake. So, without further ado, while I look for my phone, which is actually over there, I was going to use it.
Where?
Why don't you describe to me first what, the food, because that's what you're eating right now, and then I'll go grab my phone.
Okay, so this carrot cake, right? Cream cheese frosting. I haven't had carrot cake in forever. I've been wanting some, but somebody doesn't like carrot cake.
Carrot cake is disgusting.
He doesn't like carrot cake.
Carrot cake is gross.
He's allergic to cats.
It's like eating cake, but with onions. The crunch and bite of an onion, it's so gross.
What?
It's so gross. There's certain things that you want to have like a bite or a crunch to. Cake is not one of them. I promise you.
What?
So Evie's been eating like a queen. It's the one thing that she looks forward to most in this labor and delivery is the food. And sleeping without having to deal with kids and a baby, which is nice.
No, I had baby with me all night last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because I wanted to, and I felt bad because they said the nursery was over.
Over? It was overcrowded. Lots of people there. All right. Well, so we wanted to go over our whole story here. So I may or may not share this. Evie may not want me to, but...
Well, if you're saying that, then yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, you'll hear me in a second. I'm prefacing it. So I created a Google Photos album. When Theodore was born, I wanted to keep track of all the contractions, and so I was keeping track of them by just stating a number, 205, which is like 2:05 a.m., and then I would type contraction, and I had just had this list of all these contractions, and then I started to be funny like a dad, and I started adding more events, like I ordered the newly released at the time a Kindle Fire TV stick thing. And so yeah. I put that on the list, and that was fun, and it just made it fun because I shared it with more people, and they're like, yeah. Oh, I like that idea. I think that's fun. And so this time I decided to go all out, and I decided to do something really new. And so in the Google Albums, obviously you add pictures and video, but they have a couple of features that people don't really know to make it more unique. You can add like a little pin for where you're at.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or you can add a map from if you went from one place to another. And then you can add text, so you can kind of give each picture a caption, or you can list stuff. And so in this picture or in this the album, and maybe I'll capture my screen and show it on top as an overlay. I've literally cataloged like the whole experience, because labor and delivery isn't just the experience at the hospital. Some people spend a lot of time at the hospital. Evie and I didn't want to. And so we wanted to spend the majority of labor at home. Right, Evie?
Yeah. I like that idea better.
She liked that idea. And so we were in the comfort of our own home. You know, we didn't want to get a sitter. We didn't want to bother neighbors or you know, grandma and grandpa to come and babysit while we were just
hanging out at home.
Well, no, in a hospital on the bed, because they would,
easily be hanging out at home.
Yeah. And then we wanted to eat dinner. We wanted to eat stuff. Evie wanted to work through each contraction. And so that was kind of our idea. We probably should have talked about that in a podcast last week, but I got lazy and didn't. So now this is 10 days later and we had the baby. So
it was 10 days ago.
Yeah, it was last Sunday.
Oh.
Today's Thursday.
So anyway, I can count, Andy, but I don't want to. So you have to tell me.
It's 11 days. So with that being said, I kind of want to go through it all. So, Evie, you know, what was your first thought when you had the first contraction at 3:04 a.m. on the 24th of September?
Was that a contraction?
Today's the 24th. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I thought, was that a contraction? I think it was. Go back to sleep. 30 minutes later. That felt like the thing that happened 30 minutes ago.
40 to be exact. 36 minutes to be exact.
I wonder if that was a contraction.
So that was at 3:40.
30 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, every 20 minutes, and then 15 minutes, and then...
And then we had baby. We're done with the podcast. it was great. I'm glad you guys listened.
It was.
You're
just
trying to hurry this podcast up.
It was all over the place. I didn't know
you're crazy,
what was
Evie.
Going on.
So she gave me a list. Evie decided to keep track first, and so she gave me a list. So I'm gonna name it all here on
my
phone.
Yeah, I woke you up at like 6, right?
You woke me up at 6, and you're like, it hurts so much. So at 3:04, she had a contraction. Then at 3:40, she had a contraction and a big burp. And I think I remember hearing that burp.
I had a burp?
Yeah. And then at 4:10, this is in the morning, she had a contraction, 4:25. And then 5. So it was every 15 to 35 minutes she was having contractions in the morning. And these lasted about 10, 15 seconds, Evie, you'd say? Oh, my gosh. That is not precarious. We've had 3 babies. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
I can't get her out any other way.
Hi, sweetie.
Well, I have her the wrong way.
Hi, baby
girl. I'm right-handed,
girl.
Like
you can move the boom
person.
Mic. It's movable. That's why I grabbed it. Oh, look at her. She's so cute. I have such a good... Should we introduce her? Or should we just jump right into the... I didn't really introduce her.
No, not now.
Okay, so yeah. So we're at about, what, 6 o'clock. Evie went to the restroom, and she gushed. And it was... Evie's like, oh, what was that? And she woke me up. That was at like 6 o'clock, yeah. And then... And then she's like, I don't know if I broke my water. And at that, it was at that point in my sleep, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's going into labor. So then
I was still not sure.
At 7, I have here that you went poop, but it was a normal poo. 6:48. Evie apparently has been doing the D for about 3 months straight. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. And you can't obviously take a stool. Like
did you get mustard on her?
No.
Or you got honey mustard on her?
No,
cheek.
I didn't. Is
it's
that?
It's on the blanket, too.
Whatever. I did not.
Look.
They have chicken tenders.
You got honey mustard on
I
her
didn't.
Cheek.
Look. I did not.
When I feed her and stuff, she always closes this eye.
Oh.
Does it look swollen?
People were saying that it looks swollen, but.
She looks like Popeye right now.
I don't know. She's really tired and out of it. She's just like that. So anyway, don't mind the padding while Evie burps the baby. She's so cute.
Ooh.
So yeah, so we get to 7 o'clock, and that's when my alarm goes off. And my alarm went off, and so I got ready, got things together, got dressed, and went down to work. And so I work from home. I've been working from home for the last month or so. And I went and I got some work done. I answered some emails. And it was at that point that the boys woke up too. So the kids woke up and they were loud and they woke mom up. And so at 7:30, I came in and I got mad at the boys. So I have a note here. Kids are loud and woke mom up. Dad yells at Tono and Doherty. Because they were like running up and down the stairs, like goofing around. It's like 7 in the morning. And so Evie was not happy. I was not happy. Dad was not happy. And baby wasn't happy. Then at 7:27, she had a contraction. And then persisted while I was, you know, still at work and downstairs in our basement. And it seemed like for the next few hours, Evie has contractions. She has about three or four an hour. And so from 8 to 10 a.m., she had about six contractions.
And by like noon, she went to McDonald's.
We're not trying to rush this. This is a half an hour long. We're
going to read every single one?
Why not? Okay. It's the whole story, and it'll be good for us. Everybody's like, let's just hurry up. Let's get to the point where baby comes out. Well, people like to hear the story, and they don't have access to this. So dad becomes Mr. Mom, and for like the next half an hour, I had to help the kids get ready for school. I had to get their backpacks and stuff ready. These kids are so absent-minded. It's crazy. They must get it from their mom, right?
No, the other day I was like, Nicholas, don't forget your folder. And he's like, okay. I found his folder like an hour after school started. I had to go take it to him.
Oh, baby. Yep, he's always like that. So, I had to help them like literally get their socks and stuff ready. Doherty had preschool. And so we had to get his backpack ready. He goes at 9:30. And the boys leave at 8:30 and they ride their bikes to school. And so it was kind of a cool experience because I usually don't get to do that. But it was just me being Mr. Dad, Mr. Mom, and doing that. And then Evie at 8:15, she had another one of those, gaseous bowel movements that were more bloody than not. And I was pretty confident at that point that that she was in labor. And so I took a couple of videos, and I'm going to be putting out a full vlog about it. I vlogged every like milestone in the whole process. So I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to do that vlog.
I didn't think this through.
Evie's trying to eat carrot cake. Baby's so hungry. She's got her chin. For those that are listening, she's got this little tiny baby bottle. Eleanor's drinking, and to hold it there, Evie's using her chin with her mouth open, and then with the other hand, she's trying to spoon carrot cake into her mouth. That is quite the feat, Mom. Let's all give Evie a round of applause. I did it.
Oh, sorry, baby.
That was amazing. I'm so glad I witnessed that. Ugh.
I have a hair in my mouth.
So anyway, Evie at 9 o'clock, about 9:45, or 8:45, she needed to leave for the doctor's because she had a regular, you know, scheduled appointment with the OBGYN. We go to a group OBGYN, and it was just a regular checkup. And so, tell us about that instance, Evie. So you took a shower and then you got dressed and left
because we had so many contractions during the night. I thought something had to have happened and changed, and that I should be going into labor today. And he's like, no, I don't think that's going to happen today. He's like, nothing really has changed. So I'm like, okay, I'm all mad.
Yeah, and that's kind of our experience the whole time with this office. I don't really like it. If you want to know which office we went to, I'll let you know in the comments or direct message. I won't say it here out loud, but they were kind of meh. They weren't as good as our other OBGYN. She delivered all of Evie's babies, and it was good. But this group, except for one doctor, the one who delivered, was really great. But you can't really get him because he's got a weird schedule in there, like round robin. So anyway, Evie goes, and she's like, I'm hungry. And she's like,
oh,
Oh, wait, you came home.
Yeah, I came home for an hour.
She came home, that's right. She came home for an hour. Oh, baby.
And then I went to Costco.
And then she's like, I'm leaving you. And so I'm still at work, you know, tiring away. By that time, Doherty had already gone to school. Was your mom here?
No,
she wasn't. And it's kind of funny. Like, we both kind of looked at each other at that point and we're like, yeah, this is happening.
Well, because by that time, when I went to Costco, contractions had kind of gone away, like disappeared.
So they slowed down.
Maybe the doctor was right.
So, yeah, and Evie was not thinking about it. And that, I think, honestly, I think the doctor was playing 4D chess. I think he's like in his mind, yep, she's definitely going through labor. But I think he knew Evie well enough to not freak her out. Because I think it would freak you out if you knew in your mind that, like, it's happening. Because all those harsh.
That's kind of true, though.
All those harsh memories will come back. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I'm playing too much into that. But anyway, so. She comes back, she leaves, goes to Costco, meets her mom, doesn't say anything to her mom. We get, you know, our groceries, we get ready, we both kind of know we're prepping, got to get our foods, frozen things. And then she's like, I'm hungry, and she goes to McDonald's. And so while in line at McDonald's, she has a big contraction, and then she eats her cheeseburger, and she's like, right, Evie, isn't that how it goes?
No, I had my ice cream first.
Yeah, that's why you had a big contraction. Oh, you're so spoiled. That's probably why baby slowed down, because he's like, ice cream.
Forget this.
Man, baby is so content right now.
Oh, she has a little brown mark.
Where?
By her nose.
Really?
Or maybe that's like...
She has a dimple. It's so cute. She's got Evie's dimple, but it's on the other side.
No, it was just something on her face.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to move this so it stretches? Yeah, let's do that. So you keep talking about what happened after McDonald's.
I went home and laid down for like, I don't know, a couple hours. Maybe for like two and a half hours. I was just in my room laying down, having contractions. I watched a movie. Theodore had quiet time, and then the boys came home from school.
Not the double P, P and P.
I think it was.
We don't say that movie.
I think I was watching Sense and Sensibility.
I thought it was Pride and Prejudice.
No, I watched that later at night.
Oh, I didn't document that though, because it's important not to document things like that. So anyway, so then at noon, I had a couple of meetings till about 3. I had some clients I had to work with, so no one was allowed downstairs. I didn't really know, you know, what was going on, because the next 3 hours, 3.5 hours, you know, I was tied up in meetings. And so it was, what did happen? I mean, she kept texting me.
Andy's thinking that he might want to leave after dinner. What time were you thinking?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to leave. What are you talking about, Evie? I know you're talking about your text. But
did I say texting?
She was texting. She's texting right now. She's trying to speech to text with baby and whatnot. But so Tuesdays are my game nights. I go to Dungeons and Dragons at the local gaming place. And today was like a huge episode. So if you know anything like D&D, it's a campaign, so it's episodic. So every time you go, you play the same character and you follow the same rules. I know.
So in D&D,
there's this thing that you do. No, the story was getting climactic, and we were fighting the end boss. And of all the days I can miss, baby decides to come on the most important day.
Yeah, dinner's over. We're cleaning. No. We were getting ready to plate dinner, I think. Or maybe we were cleaning up, and you're like, so your mom's coming, right? I can go to D&D?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man. So after I got out of my meetings, I ended up getting this call from Evie's mom. God bless her. Hi, Martha.
Get a picture of her face.
Oh, that's so cute. I'll do that. So anyway, I get this call from her mom, and she's like, "What's the meaning of this?" I'm like, "What are you talking about, Grandma? I just got off work." And she's like, "You didn't tell me that my baby's coming, you know?" And she was upset that I didn't tell her, or I didn't text her, that Evie's going through labor. And maybe that is bad on my part, but I don't know. Evie and I kind of wanted to not freak everyone out. Can you put your phone on your lap so it doesn't buzz? Because it's reading through it. The phone's important. This podcast is important. I'm just going to take your time.
I can't.
You want me to help you?
Unless I crane her in. Well, she's all messed up anyway.
I have to swaddle her. I'm the all best right, swaddler. All right, come over here.
Okay. Quick commercial break.
Quick commercial break.
While I text.
Did you guys know that I have a vlog? This vlog is on YouTube. You guys should check out my vlog.
It's going down. Yeah, turn it that way.
I'll turn it this way. Let's do this so I can talk right here. Okay, so after I get off the phone with Grandma, I decide to share this album with everyone. And I figured that I'm a guy who really likes to share my life, share, you know, my experiences. I've always been like that. I'm a vlogger, I'm a YouTuber, I'm narcissistic, right? Whatever. So I ended up sharing it, and they actually ended up loving it. The family really liked it. Oh, I'm sorry. And so I continued doing it. So I started adding like pictures and video, and again, I will put a vlog out kind of showing that. And so we kind of had an audience. So every single update, members of the family would tune in, and the Google album allows you to make comments. And so it was kind of fun. We kind of had an audience. So every new entry I did, you know, the family members would comment, or like they would view it and see it. And it was really fun. So I want to do that again with more experiences in life. But anyway, I'm not sure if you know, I'm going to share it publicly. But anyway, so we get to about dinner time, and right after work, I decided that I was going to completely finish the bathroom. So as you guys know, and you followed me, I've been putting this whole, like, fixing the bathroom, the basement together as a vlog or a series. And, oh crap, that clicked off.
This one?
Yeah, both of them.
No, yours is still going.
I know, I'm going to do. Okay, we're back.
Is there such a recipe as pumpkin carrot cake?
Ew. Why are we talking about carrot cake still? Because carrot cake
already tastes like pumpkin.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry for that interruption. You won't notice anything, but baby needed to be passed over to me, and then camera's turned off. So we're getting closer, guys. I know this is kind of long. This will be a longer episode, but so I decided to put the mirror up after work in the bathroom. Everything but the mirror had been done, and this took me way too long. Like, first of all, I didn't measure it right, and so I had the proportions off. And it was crooked, and then I mounted it like 3 inches too tall, and the boys like went up to it and they're like, "I can't see my face," and so now I had to bring it down quite a few inches. And so, but now everything's done. We're all good. The bathroom, the basement is all done. So, with that being said, let's move into, I guess, towards the middle of labor. In other words, we're gonna move towards, you know, not pre-labor where she's having like minor contractions, but this is where you move from 0 to 4 centimeters, and then, you know, between 4 centimeters and like 7 or 8 centimeters is like the mid, and then, you know, 8 to 10 is labor and delivery, right? Just more or less, you can look it up. Seriously, Tono just
2. He's probably freaking out.
I
might have a family member coming over to the house to get ready, you know, to have the boys come home.
Does she know we have a baby?
Yeah. Do you want to go home right now really fast?
It's going to take me half an hour. We're going to hit traffic. Sorry about that. Tonal got hurt at school, apparently. And, yeah. Okay, so now, oh my gosh. So a lot has happened. Maybe it's going to be fast forwarded. Maybe it's not. Camera's died. emergency happened and my computer died. And now we're recording on my phone, and I've plugged in my sound recorder into my phone, which works awesomely, and you can hear me through this mic, so hopefully it works. So let's go ahead now, and let's move towards, you know, the latter end of it. So Evie's mom came finally. She showed up at about 6:30. The boys came home from school. They got their homework done. They watched a couple of shows. And then mom was getting contractions, you know, about every 15 minutes. And that was between about 5 to 7. She was getting between 5 and 10 minutes. She was getting, no, between 10 and 15 minutes, she was getting contractions. And then
there's honey mustard on the pacifier, too.
How did I get... Maybe that's why baby's been crying. I did not get honey mustard on baby. This is an outrage, Evie. Oh, anyway. So, holy moly. Yeah, so let's move towards, you know, what happened after that. So around 8, 9 o'clock-ish, Evie's contractions moved, you know, from 10 minutes to 5 to 4. And so she got about 9 or 10 contractions, I'd say, between 7:30 and 9. And it wasn't until about, you know, 9:05 that Evie got this monstrous contraction. It was like 3.5 minutes long. It was crazy. I'd never heard of a contraction that wild. And, you know, she was bearing through it. She was amazing. I was there holding her hand. She was on the bed. She was rocking back and forth. And, you know, once it stopped, she just looked at me and said, "Enough is enough. I want an epidural and I want this baby out." And so that was my cue. You know, if there was anything I could have done, it would have been to hurt Evie. If I would have suggested anything else, it would have been bad. And so, and it wasn't that I was trying to keep Evie from doing her thing, right? That I was trying to keep her at home. But yeah, it was at that moment about 9:10 that we packed up and went. I'd gotten everything ready already, and I'd put everything in the car, and we were off. And so we headed out. It took about 25 to 30 minutes to get to where we wanted to go. The hospital, it isn't super close. We're kind of out in the boonies. And we made it. And I had to run a couple of lights. I had to go about 10, 15 over. And we finally made it, got in, and it was kind of funny. So, you know, we went up. We casually, you know, walked in, hit the elevator. And Evie had a contraction right as we came out. And, you know, if you've ever been to a delivery place, labor and delivery, you know, you have to call in. And so I grabbed the phone from her and I said, "Hey, my wife is probably in labor. She's probably broken her water. And, you know, we want to come in and see if it's good to come." So they opened the doors and we went in, and Evie's like, "I got to go pee really bad." And, you know, all the nurses came up and they're like, "Do you have to push? Are you bearing down?" And they're like, no, "I just have to go pee." And so she was heading towards the bathroom. And then they like kind of grabbed her and walked her into the triage room. And then Evie went to the restroom, but it was a kind of funny moment. But, you know, once we got in, they're like, "Okay, so," and then, you know, they go through all the rigmarole where they ask you every question about all of your different allergies, all your different surgeries, all your different ailments. And, you know, Evie's obviously had none. He hasn't had any surgeries. She's not got any of those issues. And so, but during all this time, she's going through like really, really hard labor. It was like a 5 or 6 minute interview, and she had two or three contractions between then. And then, you know, at the end of it, she was just like, "Are we done? Are you done asking me? Can't you have my husband ask?" And it was kind of dumb because their protocol is to ask the wife and they kind of ignore the husband. And so I'm trying to answer on behalf of her. That was one thing that kind of annoyed me. But the staff was good. Like, all hands on deck came. There was like four or five nurses. Made it all their things. And then they're like, "Okay, you know, once you're done with that contraction, let's measure you." And it was just so funny because Evie hadn't even dressed yet. They measured her, you know, she was wearing a dress. She was wearing like this gown, and not their gown, but a gown. And they measured her and they're like, "Oh, she's a 6. Oh, crap." And then, you know, I couldn't understand because it was unintelligible. It was like, they called everyone in. They had all these people come in and out, and they're like, we need to prep a room. We need to do this. We need to do that. Like, she is close. And then once again, you know, just as annoying as it was in the last episode, as I told you, they forgot that she needed to have, you know, group B strep, penicillin, whatever. And so I kept having to remind them, you know, she needs penicillin. She needs the antibiotic or else a baby's going to have issues. And so, you know, we were in there for about 15 minutes. They got everything ready and then they transported Evie. They just picked up her bed and moved. So her bed was moved to the other bed. And then once we got into the delivery room, they moved her into the delivery bed, which is like this transformer. It's crazy if you've ever been there. The beds are so, so interesting and so unique. And I mean, it didn't look like a transformer there, but there's like this whole carriage like below it, because it'll like and like break down, and then like stirrups will come up, and then like guns will like. No, I'm just kidding. But it was like a robot. So anyway, we get into the room, and Evie's, you know, going through each contraction, and they ask her, and they're like, "Do you want an epidural?" And we'd already told them yes, but it was kind of annoying because they kept like, you know, they kept on like trying to convince her not to, but not actively. But they're like, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" And then she's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And they're like, "Well, let's just get the anesthesiologist in here." Okay, so afterward, you know, the anesthesiologist came in. They prepped her, kind of gave Evie a pep talk, and it was at that point she had another contraction. It was just so painful, and it was like 2.5 minutes long. And she's like, "Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it." And so, you know, for the next half hour, they're prepping. You know, the guy's getting all his things ready. He comes in with this weird box, and it was like a transformer too. It had its own battery and stuff.
Okay.
Is he what?
Is he the DJ? He had like a cart. I thought, yeah, it was gonna like.
Yeah, this cart, and like, you thought it would like have a turntable show.
Right? Isn't, yeah, that what it looked like?
That's what he looked like. And he had his weird little, you know, his little nurse hat on and his glasses. It was funny. He did really well. He walked Evie through it, you know, gave her cues, gave her prep. And anyway, I was sitting on the other side where they were prepping her back. And I'm like, okay. And the nurse is like, "Dad, why don't you come on over here?" So I'm like, okay. So I came to Evie's front, and she was hugging a pillow, so I couldn't really help Evie. But tell us about the epidural. What happened? How did it make you feel?
The way he described it, remember how he was like doing his fingers or his knuckles, mm-hmm, and me leaning over opens it and he puts the needle in between the whatever. I was just like, okay, that's all I know about an epidural now. Like,
Do you remember any of the cues he gave you or any things he said?
Just lean over, take deep breaths.
I think he said something like, it's going to feel really cold. You're going to have this cold feeling and a little pinch. And then from there, you're not going to feel anything else. But I remember Evie, you know, she's clutching that pillow and, you know, being calm. And he's having like the fake conversation where he's like, "Oh, so where are you guys from? How many kids you have?" And then, mm-hmm, you know, as she's like, "I've got, you know, 3 kids. And they're like, "What are the ages?" 9, 7. You know, as he sticks the needle in her back and she's like, "Woo."
7 what? What did I say about
her,
7?
Her 8, the age of Tono.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, you know, you said, "Ow, that one hurt really, really bad."
Yeah, I don't remember how many times he poked me. I don't remember where. I don't remember what happened.
I think it was only once.
I don't remember what he said. All I remember is that one of the times that he did something, I felt a rush to the left of my spine.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, and that's where he was like, "I have the catheter in," which is like that thing that they feed the liquid through. And then he stuck the needle through that, and that's when you squealed. And then he pulled it out, and the needle was like this long, literally. It's like 4 or 5 inches long. It was crazy. I saw it.
Damn.
And then, you know, he had you kind of do this weird like thing with your back to make sure that it was in right, and he didn't have to readjust, which was good. Sometimes you have to do it 2 or 3 times. One or two times, and that's like the scariest part about it. But, you know, from there, Evie's legs slowly went numb, the right and then the left. And then Evie was commenting how weird it felt. And then, you know, once about a half hour in, the full dosage of it and then the consistent like 50 milliliters of it every 20 minutes or so, just it relaxed Evie. She couldn't feel the contraction. She felt the pressure, but she didn't feel the pain, which was the best part. And that's what was hardest for Evie at the beginning. And so Evie's going through each contraction. She could feel the pressure of her tummy, you know, constricting and getting hard. And then it was at that point about midnight. It was about 10 o'clock that we put the epidural in. And then, you know, it didn't start kicking in until about 11. And the nurses are like, okay, well, you know, we're ready. And then I was like, what about the drip? And they're like, oh yeah, we got to get the drip, the penicillin. And so they hooked her up to the penicillin, and she had like 5 or 6 bags of IV on her. And they're like, well, I guess we have to wait now to get this full bag of penicillin. And the doctor came in, and it was actually pretty cool because the OBGYN came in, the doctor, and we never had that. He was there. He was in here. Whereas the other ones, we had to call her, you know, she came from home.
Yeah.
So he came in, introduced himself, said, you know, you're looking great. You know, we're going to get this strep B taken care of. We're going to get the antibiotic taken care of. And then, mm-hmm. you know, if you want, you can just take a break. And what did you get to do, Evie?
I slept.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
Well, I slept. They kept having to come in to do one thing or another to me.
But it was like a good hour from like 12 to like 1:30. She had a good nap, and I at that point I was trying to fight it. I had a couple of shows I wanted to watch, but I crashed at about 12:45, and you know, the next hour and a half didn't know much what happened, and Evie got woken up at about 11 or at 1:45, and she texted me and she's like, they measured me, I'm at a 9 or like 9 or a 10.
No, I said 9.
You said 9. She was measuring it at 9, so she, you know, in her sleep, she contracted and got to a 9. It's like, what? That's unreal. And so at that point, you know, they're like, okay,
no,
let's
imagine jumping from the 6 to the 9 without the epidural.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Abby would be stressing for the next 2.5-3 hours. And so it was kind of a life changer. Tell me about, you know, the difference between epidural and non.
I mean, you can, when you don't have the epidural, you're like, oh, like you can feel it coming, or at least most of the time you can feel each contraction coming. And then that's when I'm like, okay, like here comes, like, you know, trying to prep myself for it, I guess. And it's mind games.
It really is. It's mind.
It's mind.
Mind over matter, over pain.
Yeah, and so, and then with the epidural, she was like, "You feel that? You're going on like 3 minutes of this contraction." I was like, "Huh?" She's like, "That's a long one."
What?
I was like, oh.
Didn't even feel it.
I felt the first like 5 contractions after he did the epidural, and then later in the night. I didn't feel anything at all except for pressure.
Yeah.
No, well, I described it to my sister. Like, I was like, just pretend you're laying down and Theodore's sitting on your stomach and you can't breathe.
Interesting. But there was no pain. There was no sensation of feeling, huh? It was just, it's interesting. All right. Well, so after that, they woke Evie up and they're like, let's get you ready. You're ready to go. And, you know, at that time I was still asleep. You know, it wasn't until like 2:30, 2:35 that I was woken up. I don't know if Evie fell back asleep between 1:45 and 2:30, but it was literally 2:30 that they woke me up and they're like, yeah, your wife is about to go. Do you want to
be a part of this? Well, no, but like 5 minutes before that, I was throwing everything I had around me to try and wake you up.
I had my headphones.
Because this is what you didn't say. She came in, told me I was at a 9. And she's like, I can feel baby. I can, let me go get the doctor or let me go call him.
Oh, because she checked you and she's like, yeah. Oh, baby's right there.
And then she came back about 10 minutes later. And that's when I was like throwing stuff at you because I knew it was going to happen.
That's so funny. And I was still asleep. I
had
my headphones
in. And she comes back in. She's like, yeah, he's like, you're at like a 9:10. So we should probably just start getting ready. And she's like, let me know if you feel the need to push. And she leaves, right? She's probably, I don't know what she's doing. But while she's gone, I felt something during each contraction. I'm like, is that the pressure? Is that the need for pushing? I don't remember what that's supposed to feel like. And I have an epidural, so I don't know what it's supposed to feel like when you have an epidural. I was like, but that could be it. Four contractions later, she comes back in with like some stuff. And I was like, I think I feel that pressure. She's like, do you need to push? I was like, I think so. And then three other nurses came in and we started to wake you up.
The nurse came over and she touched me and, you know, I startled awake and I look over and she's like, yeah, I think your wife's ready to go. Come look. And I stand up and I go look and, you know, Evie's in the stirrups. I help her leg and oh my gosh.
Numb leg.
Her numb leg that she couldn't control.
I didn't even know you were holding it.
I was totally holding it and like, yeah, it was trying to slip off that little stirrup. But her amniotic sac, it was like, it was out. It was coming out.
Yeah, don't really. Next. Next.
And the nurses were like, I've never seen this before. This is, I've only read about it. The doctor came over and he got all the nurses together and he's like.
That was pretty funny.
So the doctors were all marveling at what's going on. Evie still hadn't ruptured and, you know, it was crazy. And so after she had felt that urge to push, the doc's like, you know, give me a second while he's like putting his little thing on and like he's getting his face mask and putting that thing on and getting his gloves in. And Evie's all like, you know, subconsciously starting to push. She can't really tell. And then the doc got his gloves on and then this nurse comes running from the back and said, hey, just a second, and gets like this weird visor on with goggles and glasses. And he's like, you might need this. And then, at that point, Evie had given a push and baby's head came out. And then that's when the water broke. Nothing exploded, but it all, you know, just seeped down. And then two more pushes and baby was out. And it was just, Evie had no pain. There was no like eye clenching and like gritting. It was just, you know, and baby was born. So it was an amazing experience.
Thank you so much for listening to
Mom is Talking.
Like, subscribe, and write a review on any of the sites that you are listening to this on. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and check out some of our other content. Join us in next episode. This is Andy and Evelyn signing out.